Back to read just a couple of pages from when in the book where he first becomes. So in this bit he's about to read, Max has just found the insulin pump. I so he's just put it on. So yeah. Do you want to read a little bit of that, Max, for them?
Okay.
Stop it.
Wow, Max felt his body changing as energy filled him up. He started spinning around and round until a cloak flew out behind him. His body began to glow and looking down. He saw he was wearing the most incredible outfit. Captain Lantis, a new superhero, was born. Max didn't stop to admire his transformation. Instead, he lifted his arms high, he jumped into the air and flew outside. He gasped. The people of Beta Town were lying on the pavements with no energy. The music had stopped playing. I have to save the day. I'm a superhero now. Captain Lantis to the rescue.
We'll get there.
Okay. He flew as fast as he could towards Carb Town, catching up with the Carbonites on top of a hill. Okay. Using all of his superhero power, he pulled the cube out of their arms. Hey, the Carbonite shouted, give that back.
There you go.
That's it.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. I'm gonna follow that. I'm not sure. Am I right to go next, Shade? Although I think following Max is a terrible idea.
Go for it. Go for it.
Okay. Wow, I love the design, Alice said, looking at the dolphins and fish on the pouch. Thanks. My dad thought I was going to choose a flowery one, but this one was my favourite. B smiled. I used to have an injection to put the insulin in, but I prefer the pump as I find it easier. You can choose, though. I have a friend who uses an insulin pen to inject because she didn't want the pump. Their teacher ticked their names off on the register, and B and Alice got on the bus. Halfway through the journey, B mentioned to Miss Summers that she felt a bit shaky and unwell, so she did another check with her scanner. She showed the levels to Miss Summers, who passed B her snack bag, and B took out a jelly baby. Oh, are your glucose levels too low? Alice asked, pointing to B's jelly baby. Yes, well remembered, B nodded. Hopefully this will help them to level out. I will need to check again in 15 minutes to make sure it's enough. Alice nodded and thought how clever B was to remember all of this. The rest of the journey seemed to go very quickly, and all of the children looked excitedly out of the window as the bus drove into the car park. They had arrived. Wow! Are we going to see a real-life shark like that inside? Charlie shouted, pointing at a big poster outside the aquarium. And I'm going to stop there, and you'll never know if they saw the shark inside or not.
I love it. I love it. I thought that was exciting. I need to buy your book. I really do need to buy your book. I want to know what happens next. I'll give you a little bit of Daisy, shall I? I'll go for me. For Daisy, she sometimes feels like it's all too much. She just wants to give up and kick it into touch. That's why her parents bought her invisible cape, to remind her that she's in charge and can keep it in shape. Every single morning, they tie it around her neck and tell her she always has them to keep her in check. But there are days even when this doesn't help and the monster just wants to kick, scream and yelp. It's like it's possessed by a nonsensical beast who just needs feeding, a never-ending beast. Or a big green alien with seven goggly eyes who just can't decide whether it's low or it's high. It's like the monster gets bored of behaving well and just needs to have a crazy mad spell. Let down its hair of worms and snakes and scream, look at me for goodness sake. But when Daisy has days very much like this, she spins her cape around and gives it a kiss. Then she clenches her fists and shuts her eyes and mutters to herself some words that are wise. I may be only little, I may be only slight, but I'm type 1 diabetic, so I can win any fight. You see, that's the thing Daisy has to tame. Type 1 diabetes is the monster's name. I'll leave it there.
Brilliant. Well done.
Brilliant.